On behalf of the entire Bais HaMidrash and all the Chavim, we all want to thank YZ. Yaakov Zolder and Lani, they live every single second, they breathe the shul, and I know that you're having tremendous nachas to see all of this, and you should continue to have from all of us and from all of your children who are in Svan Sekiyon. To thank Eitan, who came from Eretz Yisrael. You know, as much as I love Eitan's music, I love him even more, and just if he would be here even without playing, he would just sit next to me, I'd be happy. The nigunim, the singing, the voice, the neshama, it's from the very, very beginning of who we are, and it's stayed with us through the years, and we want to continue, Mr. Shem, with you, in Yerushalayim, and the rest of the Chavayim. I don't see you. Geshen is here. I don't know. Avi's, I don't know who's here. But to the Chavayim, you should be zeichet to play to 120 nigunim of Kedusha, to be mechazah Jews with somebody in Swansea. I had different plans for tonight. Speak about something else. And a half hour, 40 minutes before Maariv, we heard Surah, and then I was getting calls from different Talmidim who were in different places who were supposed to be having a Hilulus tonight. I don't know what to do. Vahi Achrei Mais Shnei Bnei Ahar. The Karvasan Lefnei Hashem. I come from a family that made a decision after the Churban that the only way to fight against not only our enemies on the outside, but the enemy on the inside, atzvus, despair, depression, yeyush, the only way to fight against that is by continuing to sing and continuing to dance. So I want to talk to you about that. Rabbi Akiva went not to 24 levayas, which is unimaginable to us. That's the number I heard before I came into shul. Chalila shouldn't be more, it should be a mistake, it should be less, it should be nothing. But that's the number that I heard before. Rabbi Akiva went to 24,000 levayas. The Gemara says, "V'ha'olam hayashamei," and the world, our world, as we know it, "V'ha'olam hayashamei," the world was desolate. The world was empty. And every one of us, when we heard this news, felt not only the pain of the crashing benches and bleachers and hopes and lives, but within ourselves. The happiest days, Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaBayis. When Hashem created the world, Chazal say it was the happiest day, Vayer Vayboker, Nalo Mechava. And then when it came time for Maimon HaSinai, for Kabbalas HaTorah, the happiest day, Mechet HaEgel, and then Nodav and Avihu by the Chanukas HaMishkan, Chanukas HaBayis. And the other side wants to do anything that it can. The other side has the Azaz Panam to go to the holy place of Meron and to start up with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So listen, Chevron. Vayhi Achri HaMageifa. Rabbi Akiva went after these 24,000 levayas. Rabbi Akiva went and he started again with five Talmidim to rebuild. It's hard for us to be masik that. 24,000 levayas, 24,000 hespedim. How much Rabbi Akiva cried. And Rabbi Akiva didn't stop. He didn't retire. And among those five Talmidim, there were two that I want to talk about right now. Rabbi Meir, who's also known as Rabbi Meir Balanais. And the Baal HaHilula, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Or Shiva Sayyamim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And you know, the Jews, that part of the world, Tveria, Tzvas, they have very old minhagim. The minhag of a hilula by Rabbi Shimon Lag Boimer has been very well recorded. What's less known is that the Jews of Tveria, of Tzvas, have an ancient custom, a minhag, to go Pesach Sheni to the tzion of Rabbi Meir Balanes and to make a hilula by Rabbi Meir Balanes, even though it's very questionable that that's his yard site. It seems most likely that that's not his yard site. And it could be that Jews were making their pilgrimages to go to Meiron. And they felt drawn, and Hashem brought them to that scene of Rabbi Meir Balanes. And Pesach Sheni is the beginning of the week of Hoyt. And Rabbi Shimon, today Lag BaOmer is Hoyt Sheba Hoyt. Hoyt Sheba Hoyt. So on our way to Rabbi Shimon, let's stop off for a few minutes by Rabbi Meir Balanes. Are you okay with that? Let's stop off by Rabbi Meir Balanes. That's one of my wife's favorite spots on earth. There are some women who prefer Miami. My wife likes the tzion of Rabbi Meir Balanes. There are palm trees there also. These two midas of Netzach and Hoyt are mamish opposite. Hanoi v'hanetzach l'cha yolomim. The midah of Netzach means, like Rabbi Nachman said, Netzachti, what? V'natzeach. You might think that I died a young man, then I was defeated. Netzachti v'anatzeach. I was victorious, and I will be victorious. The midah of Netzach, Netzach Yisrael Yishaker, the midah of Netzach, Hashem's midah of Netzach, means udvar chayiv mikayomim la'ad ula'ol me'olam. It looks like things get in the way. What are called natural disasters, other types of disasters at the hands of our sonim, of our enemies. The Baruch Shalom says, Natzachti v'anatzeach. The Baruch Shalom is winning and he's going to win. We have the daven that we're going to all be healthy and together when that victory is fully revealed. But Hashem is the midah of Netzach. Netzach means nischius, it means eternity, it means forever. The Netzach, Netzachim. And Anoi v'hanetzach l'cha yolam. Nothing can get in Hashem's way. There are no maniyas that can get in Hashem's way, that can stop what Hashem wants. Hashem is victorious. But then you have the midah of Hoyd. And the midah of Hoyd is mamish the opposite. Hoyd means pnimiyas. Hoyd means to concede, to be moida, to concede, to surrender, to admit, to confess. It's mamish the opposite of Netzach. Ha'hoid ve'ahod l'chai olamim. And this midah of hoid is l'chai olamim. It's that midah elokis of Hashem. And where do we see that? In many places. Let me give you an example. We use one of the most famous gemaras in Shas. And not only is it a famous gemara, but it's the aside of all Torah Shebaal Peh and all that we believe in. Rav Metzia Nuntas, the Maisa, the Tanish Lachanoi. All of you know that there was a big machloikas, Tanoim, Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yeshua were there. And Rabbi Eliezer, regarding this, regarding the halachic status of this oven, Tum and Tahara, Rabbi Eliezer disagreed with the Chachamim. I'm just repeating what all of you know. And the Chachamim continued on, despite the fact that Rabbi Eliezer was able to bring Nisim and Eflois that he revealed to confirm that his was the correct opinion regarding this halacha. And the Chachamim were not nispoil. The Chachamim didn't budge from their position until finally Rabbi Eliezer said, "Neshamayim yechich." Rabbi Eliezer called upon Shemayim to back him up. And there was a baskel, Yotzah baskel, Yomer, a baskel came down from Shemayim and said, "Malachim Eitzel, Eliezer Beni, what do you have? What are you fighting with my son, Eliezer? Shalacha Kemoizah b'chol yom, b'chol mokim, that the halach is like him. How could you argue with Rabbi Eliezer?" And Omad Rabbi Yeshua Raglo of Omar, what? Torah? Lo b'Shemayim hi. By Hasinai, you said, Rabbi Yishlam Acharab Lahatais, we follow the majority, Torah is not in heaven. Torah loy b'shamayim hi. It's a chutzpah. The Gemara says, a little bit later, the Gemara says that Reb Noson went someplace and he met Elionovi. And Reb Noson asked Elionovi, "Ma'ovik kuchibichu b'hai shaita? Ba'hu shaita? Ma'ovik kadosh baruch? What did Hashem, what was Hashem's response? What did Hashem say? What happened in Shemayim when the Chachamim and Reb Yeshua said, Torah loy b'shamayim hi? And they went against, they rebelled kivyochel against the master of all worlds. What was Hashem's response?" So Elionovi told Reb Noson, "Kamachayich," that the Baruch Shalom smiled. That's sweet, isn't it? The Baruch Shalom smiled and he said, "What? No? Nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni. My children have defeated me. My children are victorious. Nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni." The Baruch Shalom smiled. And he said, "Nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni. I surrender." The Baruch Shalom held up a white flag. The Baruch Shalom held up a white flag and he said, "I surrender. I concede defeat. I concede defeat. Nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni." The shorish of such a hanhaga, when we look in Torah Shebichsav, the root of such a thing in Torah Shebichsav, is the parasha of Pesach Sheini, Remei Balanes, the one who survived together with Rabbi Shimon. Because the whole parasha, more than the other parashas that you have that seem to be similar in Chumash, it's not time to go into that now. This parasha was not even written in Shemayim. That there were Jews that came and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nachnu tmeim l'nefesh adam. We're tamei, for whatever reason. There are different opinions. But we're tmeim l'nefesh adam. Lom nigara. Why shouldn't we be able to, why should we be less than the other Jews? L'bilti ha'akri b'skarban Hashem b'saych Yisrael. Why shouldn't we be able to bring the Karban Pesach?" And all the Mepharshim and all the Tzaddikim are asking, what kind of a question is that? They themselves said the answer. Anachnu tmeim l'nefesh adam. We're tmeim. And that's the answer. The answer is, it's fafalim. There are things in the world that don't work out. There's such a thing that Shlomo Melech said, "Muvas lo yuchal iskai." There are things that can't be fixed, that can't be repaired. And just as the dead can't be brought back to life, so too this Metzias of Pesach cannot be revived. It's profound. It was Yud Dalet Nisan. It's finished. But Karva Hashem l'chol kara l'chol ha'shei kuvemes. Do you know how much we could change? Do you know how many parashiyas you and I would be able to write new parashiyas? I don't mean in tefillin and mezuzas, new parashiyas in Shemayim. How much we could bring down? Because Karva Hashem l'chol kara l'chol ha'shei kuvemes. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that these Yidden, these Jews, were on fire with the truth. And they mamish couldn't go on living. They couldn't go on living without bringing the carbon. The Mayadoi. It wasn't the Mayad. B'soich b'nei Yisrael. Lom and Nigara. They couldn't go on living. So Imdu v'eshma, so Moshe Rabbeinu said, wait. You would think that Moshe Rabbeinu would say, listen, Chevra, I'm sorry. Next year it'll be good. Next year you'll make Pesach at home. You're not going to go to Orlando. You'll stay here. And it'll be good. And you'll see you'll have incurred Pesach. And it'll be fine. Imdu Veshma, Moshe Rabbeinu said. Stand here and listen. Wait. I'm going to talk to him. Can you imagine they were waiting? And Moshe Rabbeinu came back with a chiddush. Moedik Echidus called Pesach Sheni. And Pesach Sheni is the yontif of Hoyt. It's the beginning of the week of Hoyt. Because Pesach Sheni kivyoch the Baruch Shalom once again, or for the first time that we could see, the Baruch Shalom bowed his head and said, Nitzchuni bonai nitzchuni. I said Pesach is only Yudalad Nissen, and that's it. That's when you have a Korban Pesach. You can't say Krishma at night the next day. It's a falun. But I can't win with such people. The Baruch Hashem says, I can't defeat such Jews. They're so excited about Pesach. They're so happy. They want so badly for there to be Simcha in the world, for there to be a Lag BaOmer. I can't fight against such Jews. So the Baruch Hashem says, Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni. And that was the Hizgalus of this Midah of Hoyt. But Kadosh Baruch Hu Hoyt V'Hod L'Chai Olamim. The Baruch Hashem is Moida. And he said, they're right. Give them a Yontiv. Give them a Pesach Sheni. Not just them, but a Yontiv of Pesach Sheni that was brought down into the world. And on that day of Pesach Sheni, the Jewish people know to go to Tveria, to that strange place, which I've been going to for over 50 years when I get a chance. To go to Tveria, to the Tzin of Remeir Balanes, even though it doesn't seem to be his yard site, Yeshoyman, Yeshoyman, but it doesn't seem to be his yard site. But Jews know. The many Shchayis Ruslan Estechem, Rav Tzadikim spoke about this. The Jews know that Pesach Sheni is the Yontiv of Remeir Balanes. Just like Lag BaOmer is the Yontiv of Rabbi Shimon, Pesach Sheni is the Yontiv of Remeir Balanes. Why? And not only that, but Remeir Balanes, Pesach Sheni brings into the week of Hoyt. Why? Because everybody also knows another very, very famous Gemara Kedushin Lamed Vav. Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though it says in Torah, Bonim Atam Hashem Lokeichem, even though it says we're Hashem's children, but Rabbi Yehuda holds what? Chevra. That's only when we're noyeg, that's only when we behave and conduct ourselves as befits the children of Hashem. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir disagreed. And Rabbi Meir brought 4 psukim. And he could have brought more. Rabbi Meir was the light of all worlds. Rabbi Meir brought 4 psukim. Where we see that even though we're bonim schalim, even though we're foolish children, we're not ne'monim, we're unfaithful children. We even children that sometimes dabble in idolatry and avodah zarah, but the Torah, but the Navi still calls us bonim children. And Rabbi Meir Paskin on that day, Bein kach hu, Bein kach atem kruyim bonim lamakim. Bein kach hu, Bein kach. Even children who misbehave, foolish, even idolatrous children are still the Baruch Shalom's children. And the Rashba, as you know, Paskins and the Tshuvas, and it's brought down, especially by the Kubbalim, but even by Poskim, that even though normally Machloikis of Yehuda and Reb Meir and Shas be Paskin like Reb Yehuda, but since Reb Meir brought Rayas from four Psukim, and the Gemara doesn't contest these Rayas, the Rashba says the Halach is like Reb Meir. That Benkach hu Benkach Atam Kruyim Bonim Lamakim. And there's no question in my mind that on that day when Reb Meir Paskin, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, Atam Kriyam Banim, there's no question that if somebody would have met Elianovi and asked Elianovi, Ma Ovid Kud Shebrichu, Bahu Shaita, what did Hashem say when Reb Meir Paskin, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, no matter what a Jew does, no matter how a Jew behaves, Ben Kach U Ben Kach, Atam Kriyam Banim, I have no question, no doubt at all that Elianovi would have said, Kamachayach. That the Baruch Shalom smiled, he laughed. And he said, Ay, Nischuni, B'ni, Rabbi Meir, Nischuni. My son, Rabbi Meir, has defeated me. And the Baruch Shalom follows the halacha that Torah is Loib HaShamay. See, even though the Baruch Shalom might have paskened on a Jew like this or like that, and Rabbi Yehuda voiced that opinion that might have been objectively correct in Shemayim, but Rabbi Meir said, night, and Rabbi Meir paskind, and he brought rayas, and there's no question that the Baruch Shalom was laughing and said, thus is thus. The Midah of Hoy, the Baruch Shalom surrendered to Rabbi Meir. He conceded to Rabbi Meir. He gave in, which is the Midah of Hoy, the beginning of the week of Hoydes, Reb Meir Balanes. And Reb Meir Balanes therefore was saying, Ein davar kaze. There's no such thing as a Yehudi Avud. There's no such thing as a Jew who's fafalim. There's no such thing as a Jew who's lost. And maybe that's why, and I've seen it from, maybe that's why it's a skula, that when you lose something, you can't find something, right? There's a skula to do what? To put some money into the pushka of Reb Meir Balanes and to say, Eloike de Meir Aneini, Eloike de Meir Aneini. Because Reb Meir Paskin, that a Jew can never be lost. That a Jew can always come back. There's always a Pesach Sheni. That a Jew can always defeat Kivyochel the Baruch Shalom and come back to him. Even though Hashem's work says, get out of here. Even though the Baruch Shalom puts a sudden end to the simcha of Lag BaOmer, and Jews, lo aleinu, are taken from us, mamish by the Tana l'kibur Reb Shimon, like by Nodav and Aviyu, the Jews have the ability to paskin, and the Baruch Shalom laughs and says, Nischuni banai, Nischuni. There's no such thing as a Jew who's lost. So I told you, you know, I don't want to get more business from my wife because she has a lot of people that call her. She has an unbelievable koyach with this inyan of the pushka from Meir Balanes. Please don't bother her about it. Unless you really lost something important. But she gets calls from all over because I don't know how it got out. I don't think I ever spoke about it publicly, but it did get out somehow that she has this inyan with Meir Balanes. And when things are lost, even when people are lost, so every once in Shabbos, my wife and I, we have Malava Malka together. We should continue Bez Hashem till 120, all of us with all of our families. And my wife lights two little candles. And we wash, we sit there. A little bit of Skin Sadasa, Mizmul David, the Maisai, Menucha. And then every once in Shabbos, my wife tells the same story. That once upon a time there was a tzaddik. It happened to Ma'isa with the tzaddik of Hirsch Aleker. Reb Hirsch Leib Aleker was a big, big Talmud of Reb Mechel Zlotsheva. Reb Hirsch Aleker was a big Baal Moifes. He had thousands and thousands of chassidim. You might not have heard of him. It's a sefer, also it's hard to get. I'm working on it. Reb Hirsch Leib Aleker. Now, he would eventually become a big rabbi and a big following, but he was a little Jew. And because of that, Reb Hirsch Leib, who I believe didn't have parents, was raised by his grandparents. They had a hard time making a shidduch for him. So see, even back then they were in Yonim, they were not so fair. And they couldn't make a shidduch, even though he was a tzaddik, a kodesh, they couldn't make a shidduch for him. So the story that my wife reads every Moshe Shabbos that we have by Malava Malka is that Reb Hirsch Leib said, Rabbi Shloilom, you're the Mekayim Shloilom, you're the place, the whole world is your place. Rabbi Shloilom, this is your world, everything is yours. You could make me taller. You could make me taller. And Rabbi Shalom, you can make it that nobody else will know that something has changed. And the next morning, the Rabbi Shalom was tall. And he got married. And it happened that he received a watch for the Chasana. And he lost his watch. It was an expensive watch. He lost the watch. And he said, Master of all worlds, you're the Mekayim Shel Olam. The whole world is your place. So you could bring the watch to this place. You could bring it to this place where I am right now. And he found the watch. And with that, my wife and I always daven that Jews who are lost should come back home. And the whole world is yours. Bring a shidduch for those who need shidduch. Bring back all that's been lost to every single Jew, whatever he's lost in this world. The world is yours. You could bring it mamish to where we are. We don't have to look anymore. We don't have to go to the cemetery to daven. You could bring it back here. You could do that. Rabbi Balanes, Rabbi Shalom, we're waiting for you to smile and to admit and to concede. Nitzchuni bonai, nitzchuni. And then we walk out of Rabbi Meir Balanes's tzion and we get to the bus. We look at the Kinneret. You know where Rabbi Meir Balanes is, right? You walk, you know what I'm talking about? Across the street is the Kinneret. Over here it's Woodmere Academy and over there is the Kinneret. Only for a little bit longer. You'll see. The Kinneret's across the street. And it's not far, you know, from Rameel Balanes. You have to climb a little bit. I had a few times a car that couldn't do that. But if you're able to, you get to Tzvas. You get to Meron. And you go to Rabbi Shimon. And along the way of our journey, on our journey from Tveria to Meron, we sing a song in the bus. Jews like to do that. We sing a song in the bus. This is a song that Jews have, a number of songs in Tehillim that begin with the word Lam Natzeach. Lam Natzeach, L'David Mizmah, Lam Natzeach, Mizmah L'David, Lam Natzeach, L'vnei Kairach. Now, you know that Menatzeach means the conductor of the choir, of the orchestra. But you can't help but notice that the word Lam Menatzeach means to be victorious. It means the Midah of Netzach. So in the bus, we're going to sing Chevra. We're going to go. Now we're going up to Meron from Tveria. It's a beautiful day. And we're heading up to Meron. And we're still filled with the aura of Haid of Reb Meir. And on the way we sing the song, Sichas Aran, Samach Tes. I'm sure that many of you know this. It's really one run-on sentence. Listen carefully. Rabbi Nachman Schussel brings the Gemara in Pesachim. What's this business of all of these tehillim with Laminat Sayach? By Tkiya Shofar? What's this inyan of Laminat Sayach by music? Eitan, you listening? You still here? Where's Eitan? What's this Laminat Sayach by music? So Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichas Aran Samachtes. Zamru l'mishem, he brings the Gemara in Pesach and Kuf Yutes. Zamru l'mishem and Atzcha no Yisoy v'sameyach. You know why we love the Rabbanu Shloilam? And we sing to the Rabbanu Shloilam? Zamru l'mishem and Atzcha in the Gemara. Zamru l'mishem and Atzcha no Yisoy v'sameyach. We love you, Rabbanu Shloilam, and we sing to you. You know why? Because everybody else in the world, when they're defeated, they get upset. But when you're defeated, it makes you happy. Sing a song to the one who, when he's defeated, is happy. Rabbi Nachman explains in Sichas Aran, Kitzvichil in Atzeach Oysa Yisbar Kivyachol. Because a Jew has to know how to defeat Hashem, the Midah of Netzach. A Jew has to know how to defeat Kivyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki afal pishinid mil ha'odom, sh'Hashem Yisbarach in a roitzel akarvoi. Because sometimes it seems to you and to me that Hashem is sick and tired of us. That Hashem doesn't want us. That Hashem, Chalila, has rejected us. And many people feel that way tonight also. Because of the things that we've done wrong in our lives, it seems to us, and it seems to things that happen to us in life, that Hashem is pushing us away. He doesn't want our avayda, He doesn't want us. And gam achshev, it's not like the person did tshuva. But gam achshev enu misnai keroi kirtzoni yisbarach. And even now the person is not doing what he should be doing. Af al pichein tzarech ha'odom l'chazik atzma b'yoyser. Af al pichein, a Jew has to be mechazik himself b'yoyser. And I want chevra to hear this in a deep way. Because there were tzaddikim who were calling me before I came here. Should we have a hilula tonight? How could we have a hilula? Tzarech ha'odom l'chazik atzmo b'yoyser. Ulishtateach atzmo lefonov. And to throw himself before Hashem. B'lifreis kapov elov yisborch. And to spread out his arms before Hashem. Shirachim elov yikaveyu lavadosai. Like the Jews who came in the Midbar to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Anachnu tameim l'nefesh adam, yikaveyu la'avadosu rachmanus, my rachmanus on me, bring me close to you, bring me back to you. Sof kol sof, I'm your son, I'm your daughter." The Tana Rabbi Meir, Paskin, is bonim atem, and that's what we paskin here on earth. Bonim atem, benkach u'benkach atem kruyim bonim. I feel so lost. And it seems to me that you don't even want me back. And that you've thrown me away. Shani avud. Like an avedah, like the Gemara says, it's thrown into the ocean. Zuto shayam, thrown into the water. But there's yeyush. Kiaf al pichein, and he writes, Eliyasi Israeli. Nevertheless, despite all the things that I've done that are uncharacteristic of your children, of what it means to be a child of yours, despite all of that, Roitzani Eliyos Yisraeli, despite the fact that at Rabbi Shimon's Hilula, Jews died in a horrible way, and Lag Barim is going to be a day that for those families are going to remember all their lives. It's going to be Kaddish. And the Mekatrik seems to be saying that the Baruch Hashem doesn't want us. My son-in-law and some of the Chevra on their way up to Meron, and they heard that they have to turn back. אף על פי כן, אני רואה אצל ארץ ישראל ובן שלום, there's nothing you can do that's going to turn me away from you. Nothing you could do. Nimsa shiroitzel and atzeach as Hashem is baruch kivyocho. So chevah, tonight, the Baruch Shalom kivyocho wants us to be manatzeach, the sadness. He wants us to be manatzeach, any feeling chalila of yeyush, of depression, of course to feel the pain. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself taught us in the Zohar Kodesh that on one side of the Jewish heart is crying, and the other side of a Jewish heart is able to laugh. Only a Jew could do that. A guy can't do such a thing. Our hearts are broken. But not to lose, Chas V'Sholem, not to lose. And that's what I said at the beginning. My parents and all the Jews that I grew up with, they came out from something where it wasn't just one bleacher that fell apart. It was the whole world fell to pieces. And they defeated the Baruch Shalom here in America. And the Baruch Shalom still smiling and saying, Nitzchuni Banai Nitzchuni. Nimsa Shiraitzel Netzech Hashem is Baruch Kivyochol. Hashem is Baruch Yesh Lo Simcha Mizeh Shemanatzchen Oysoi Kivyochol. And the greatest joy that Hashem has is Shemanatzchen Oysoi Kivyochol when we defeat Him. The Baruch Shalom has Simcha when we defeat Him. When we don't allow ourselves to think that He doesn't want us. We don't allow ourselves, Chalila, to think that Ze'avu, that it's lost. When you and I believe, Be'emunah Shleima, with all of our hearts, we believe that even those Jews who are taken from us now, and even though they're going to be buried in cemeteries all over the place, they can be buried tomorrow. Hem lo avudim. The Pesach Alek said that the Baruch Shalom, you're so big, you're the Mokom, you're the Mokom Shalom, you could bring them here. You could bring them back. All those who have left the world are going to be brought back. All people who are living in this world and are able to find the Shidduch HaZivik, it's going to be brought to them. I don't know when, we don't know how. All those who lost children, Lo Aleinu, they're going to be brought back. All those who lost everything in their lives, it's going to be brought back, everything. Eloka deRameir Aneini, Eloka deMeir Aneini, Eloka deMeir Aneini, Adam is Becheska Suma, Ashi Yorka deShboruch was Einav. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in the Zohar Parshas Bahar, Im Kibonim Kavodim, we're sometimes called children, but also sometimes called Avodim. And to be an Eved Hashem is a wonderful thing. It's very sweet. To be an Eved Hashem is a gewaldige thing. To serve Hashem in a way that's honest and faithful is gewaldig. But Rabbi Shimon said, you still can't compare it to a child of Hashem. Leven Rechimai. Leven Rechimai. The Baruch Shalom's dear son, a father has a child, and the union of a child is the chap is that a child feels that he has the right to search the Ginzari delay in all the secret places of his father. He has the right and the privilege to go looking there, to search there. And Rabbi Shimon says, Ashrei Cholkin, fortunate are the Jewish people that we're Hashem's children, therefore Hashem wants us to look in all of His hidden places, which is the Inyan of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Chachamim themselves were giving up the Yiddishkeit could continue, the Gemara says in Shabbos. I see the Tarshit Tishtakech Miyisrael. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stood up and he said, what? Ki lo yishishakach mi pizaro. It can't happen, Rabbi Shalom. You promised in your Torah that Yiddishkeit will never be forgotten. And that means that all Jews who have children who have gone off the path, they're going to come back. Some of them are going to come back tomorrow. Some of them next week. Some of them who went off are here right now. Some of them are going to come back in a year, in 2 years, are going to come back later on, after this life. They're going to come back, everyone. And Rabbi Shimon said, not only will the Torah not be forgotten, I'm going to reveal the deepest Torah I'm going to go into my father's hidden places, into his treasure, into these places, the Ginza in the stars. I'm going to go into the Ginza of my father, because a child can do that. Not an Eved. An Eved dare not go into such a place. But a child, he can go wherever he wants in the house. And Rabbi Shimon took all of us, Hashem's children, into the Ginza in the stars of our father. And the Baruch Shem was laughing and says, that's exactly what I wanted you to do. Zamru, Zamru l'mishim, menaschem esoy v'semeya. Ay, Rabbi Shimon, we're not going to become depressed tonight. We're not going to despair tonight. We'll have a broken heart for those Jews and their families, of course, but we're not going to chalila give in to the other side that wants, that's makatrig, because the holiest times of the year, the holiest places of the, in the world, there the sultan is merakeh, is makatrig, and we can't give in to such a thing, ever, chalila. And in that way, we'll be menatzeach. So when I'm asked, should we sing tonight? We sing stronger. Should we continue to light a fire? The fire should go, ad leva shemayim. And let me share with you this story. I'll end now. I told it to you once, Lag BaOmer, maybe 20 years ago. Just now, when I heard about this besura that happened, I decided to switch stories, and I'll tell this to you again. And the other story is a good story. It'll be for a different time. This is not from a long time ago. This is from 1923. That's not long. And there was a great tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, a big kanoi, who was crazy, meshuggah, in love with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And he wrote Sfarim, Rabbi Shimon, everything's Rabbi Shimon. I'm talking about the tzaddik, Rabbi Yeshayahu Asher Zelig Margolius, Zecher Tzadik Gosh Levrach. He was a Yerushalmi Yid. Wow. And his inyan was Meron. You know there are Jews that whenever you go to Meron, they're always there? It's just like if you stop off like by Chavak or Kanavi, the same old lady is there. There are Jews that have, that's their makom. We're like, we go on a visitor, you know, we got a Nishur. But these are people that live in those places, man. Rabbi Moshe Zeilig Margolius was a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Yid. And in that year, 1923, by their calendar, Lag BaOmer came out like this year, Erev Shabbos. Tofresh Pei Gimel, Shechal Oz Lag BaOmer, Lias B'Yom Shishi. And there's Alfei Yisrael, even then thousands of Jews, not like today, where people can get, it's easier for people to get around. But thousands of Jews came to Meron, and Rabbi Osher Zelig says that from those thousands, the majority of them stayed ready for Shabbos. And they didn't have any five-star hotels in Meron. I don't know if they have now any, but they have some places you could stay over there. But back then it was like camping out. There are a couple of rooms there by the Tzion, but you had to be an Einuk from the Rebbe of Meilich to get into one of those rooms or something. It wasn't easy. And they davened, he says, by the Tzion, by Kodesh Kodashim, by Rashbi. And it was the last minyan of Shabbos morning, Karav L'chatzi HaYoyim. It was already the middle of the day. B'yinishma Kol Rash, I'm sure many of you know this story. It's a terrible story. B'yinishma, I mean, it's a great story, but terrible. B'yinishma Kol Rash Godel. There was a horrible noise, a horrible sound. She yelled Echad Shalachenu Asvardim. There was a child, one of the Svardish kids that was there. She'imai nadralasis leiteglachta herishayna kimenageidua, whose mother made a neder when he was born to bring him up for his haircut, to bring him for his upshen, to bring him up to Rabbi Shimon. V'avi ha-ben loyochali salamir, and the father wasn't healthy enough, the father wasn't able to go, so the mother went with the little boy, the Svardish lady with her boy. And suddenly there were many doctors that used to go with them to watch out because it was hot and there were inyanim going on and there were doctors that came. And this child, Shavah Chayim L'Kol Chayim, the child died on Shabbos by the tzin of Rabbi Shimon, and the child died. And the child was placed, was lying in one of the little rooms over there on top. And all the doctors got together and they commanded by the decree that they had the koyach from the government, quarantine. That they have to all stay there. Everybody has to be quarantined. And it says that what? Al kol anshei chotzel al ezyom, they locked the gates. They began to close all of the gates around. It wasn't like it is now, so spread out. They began to close all of the gates. And some Jews thought they'd run from there. And they were screaming. It was a whole balagan. Tzakas and koilos. Mixed, he says, with the bechias of all the people for that little boy and the mother. And Rosh Zelig says, I saw with my own eyes the child green with the doctors around him lying on the floor that he was dead. And we were sabrach over the death of this child and the tzar of his mother. We couldn't bring ourselves to make kiddush and to wash. We just stood there. We couldn't make kiddush. Suddenly the mother of the child gets up. She's mechazik herself. She took the child in her arms, her dead son. She went down. She went down to the tzion over there, the little stable there by the tzion of Rabbi Shimon. And she put her little boy next to the tzion of Rabbi Shimon on the floor. And the mother began to scream and to cry, "Hoy tzaddik, tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon! Tzaddik, tzaddik, Rabbi Shimon! I'm your maidservant, came here in your honor to give an up sharing to my only, my first child, my oldest son. That I had a son in your schus. And I was mekayim my neder. And when he was born in your schus, he was Mekayim now, my nether, 3 years later, and I brought him to you. The Esmal have Yosef Chai, and I brought him here alive. Basisil, and I cut his hair. Bashir, and Bezimra, Besaif, Bechina, with all the musicians playing. And we were Mishta, Besimcha, eating and drinking. Va'ata, Eich Esther Mikan, Babusha, Bechlima, B'liayelet. How could I return to my husband, and my family, and my community, without my son? Beis upon him, Ma'ova, Habaisa. So Rosh Hashanah says, al kol ha-chotzer ha-kadosh. Her screaming and crying was heard throughout the chotzer. Everybody's heart was melting like water. Then the woman got up and she said, tzadik, tzadik, hinini menicha lefanecha kemayishahu. I'm leaving him here with you. And it says, "Ubiksha umavakeshes mimcha sha'al tivai sheni." I'm asking you, Rabbi Shimon, don't embarrass me. Val tachzir panei reikam. Yeh chutzpah. You have yisus chutzpah. V'tachziru lefanei chay. Bring him back to me alive. Ubari and healthy. K'moisha av yoisiv esmo lefanecha. The way that I brought him here to you yesterday. V'yizkadei shem shemayim v'shim chavoylam. And Hashem's name and your name, Rabbi Shimon, will be miskadish in the world. V'yedu ki yesh Hashem v'tzadikim shoiftim baretz, and the world will know that there's Rabban Shimon and there's tzadikim. And they closed the gates. And the only one that was in there was the child. And a few minutes later, Kavar Ezer, Regoim HaKol Nishma, they heard a boy crying from inside the shul, Ima, Ima. And she ran, and all of them ran with her, and they opened the gates. And the child was crying, Imi, tni li ma'at ma'im ki tzame'ani. Ima, give me a little water to drink, I'm thirsty. This was a rash, God, l'mitchias ha'meisim. V'kol ha'kol kulam bo l'irais ha'yelad ha'chai. And everybody came to talk, to see this kid. V'gam ha'roi from this asvu shama. And all the doctors were standing around. The ones who said he was dead. V'gam ha'roi from this asvu shama bodku ha'yelad. And they said, the tiru take it from a yard right away. Even the strictest doctor. You hear this? Even the strictest doctor declared, Liftoach Shari Echotzer, open up the gates of the courtyard. From Ushain Chichim Lasa is oid quarantine. The quarantine is over. No more lockdown in Meron. For as Kiddush Hashem Godul Ma'oid, it's a Gewaldig Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbi Shazelik says that whoever was there made a bracha b'shem or malchus. Baruch ato Hashem mechayeh ha'meisim. And what did the Baruch Shalom say in Shemayim? The Baruch Shalom was laughing and said, Nitzchuni biti. My daughter defeated me. My daughter defeated me. Natsachnu unenatsayach. We have been victorious and we're going to be victorious. Ein Yehudi avud. There's no child that is lost to us amongst the living, amongst those who have died. There's no one who is not going to have whatever was taken from an earlier Gilgal, a husband, a wife, a parent, a child, the ones that were burnt in the crematory, or whatever it is. In the schus of the Tana Luki Reb Shem Bar Yochai, in the schus of the Neis of Tchias HaMeisim that the Jews there were zeichet to see. We should be zeichet Mitzvah Hashem to see that day when those who died today, together with all those who have left us, will be brought back. We'll be zeichet for the biggest yontiv, the yontiv of Rabbi Shimon, all the tzaddik and Rabbi Meir Balanes, and Hashem is going to then reveal His smiling face to us, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, in the Idra, it says that when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died with the words Chaim Ad Olam, he was smiling, his face was smiling. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died with a smile on his face. And there's no question that Rabbi Shimon's smile was the smile of Hashem's smile. Nitzchuni bonai, nitzchuni. And we're going to smile together with Mashiach Tzidkenu and all the tzaddikim, and Hashem is going to reveal His face to us. He's going to show us His face, whatever that means, but we're going to see it in a clear way. And the Baruch Shalom is going to say, Nitzchuni bonai, nitzchuni. L'chaim, l'chaim. The Baruch Shalom is going to say, the mashk is on me. L'chaim to all of Am Yisrael. David Melech Shalom, chai v'kaim. With gula shalom, mitesh, mehibi aminu, amen, v'amein. Yeah.